All right, so we're continuing in Olibot Smachim. So, according to Rabbanu the Beis Rav, what's the halacha? That if you hold you're not allowed to put on the eged, you don't have a rishus to put on the eged, and you do it anyway, then what? Then you're the mazik is still chayv in ripui because of the ribui of rapui rapi, right? But not chayv in shevis. Now it would seem that they would all agree that if he's over al divrei rofe, he's not going to be chayv because of rak, right? So what is that? That's where he would drink the honey, correct? Okay, so what's the difference? Why are you over? Why is the mazik still chayav to pay? The Rashba? I mean, the Rashba was interpreting Rabba, but right, he said the guy's a poshe agama. He's poshe agama benafsho if he puts on the bandage when he's not supposed to. Right, he's poshe agama benafsho. And so he held that. That's what he held, that Rabba rejected it completely. Rabbi held it's poshut that he's that the mazik is putter if the guy is a posheya ba'atzmo, posheya gadol ba'atzmo, right? So you want to know whether Rabban and the Beis Rav hold? So they hold he's only posheya ba'atzmo. What if he drinks the honey?
They say he's not posheya if he's doing it.
I don't know. What do you say? What's the difference between egged and drinking the honey? Let's start there at least. You mean going to learn the kid? I mean, the question is, did the doctor tell him not to put the egged on? I mean, the difference between overall divrei rofe and that's a good question. It was even a havamin of overall divrei rofe that you'd still be chayev, right? Tosu says lo choshev leposhei kol kach. Really get really giving this guy a lot of leeway here. It was a good question. Factually, it's a good question. I mean the Rashba seems like he's calling him. Rashba says he's a posheya. I mean, how do you call a guy a posheya if he doesn't know what he's supposed to? He should have found out. Rashba, see, from the Rashba shot, sounds like he knows that what he's doing is wrong. He knows it's wrong. The difference between the honey and this is would seem whether he's just like Rashi expresses the difference in terms of nitna rishus or not, or lo nitna rishus, whether they view the guy as a as l'hanoso or mifnei tsar, right? Yeah, what do you say here? Yeah, it's only the same minute. I mean, definitively, what's the difference between Rabbah and Rabbanan Bebe Rav in terms of the Maisa? In terms of what qualifies for the Fatur? According to Rabbah, you have to do a Maisa that has no... You have to do a Maisa that's completely removed from Refuah. Right, you have to do a maisa that qualitatively is not part of refuah. Correct. So eged yisera is just quantitatively not part of refuah. It's not qualitatively not part of refuah. Correct. But if you're not supposed to put an eged on at all, then it's a maisa that's completely removed from the process of refuah. Right. That's the way Rabbah holds. And Rabbanan Bebe Rav, What do they hold? What's the difference between the honey and the egged? It would seem that they hold, unless the person is uncaring about himself, unless the person does not, the only time he removes his din of, the only time he removes himself from refuah is when he shows, when he demonstrates that he has no concern for self-preservation. Was ma'isa of preserving yourself from tsar is still in the category of concern for the self in terms of preservation, but just seeking pleasure is not. In other words, he's in the parsha of refuah. Removing tsar is in the parsha of refuah, but it's an immediate harm that he's avoiding, as opposed to long-term. Thinking about the body, but he still is not a poshea gomer. The poshea gomer is when you do an activity that's completely outside the realm that you're supposed to be involved in. They're saying that refuah is part of protecting yourself from cold is a similar type of an activity. He chose the wrong one at this time. Whatever it was a mistake. He chose the wrong one. But that it would seem, I mean, there's a possibility. There's not much to go on here. But if you're going to learn that they're in the same basic svara of Rabbah, then you can say that it's a question of do you consider him a poshea when he's does a maisa that's completely removed from refuah, but within the general framework of refuah, of what refuah is. But if you would just engage in pleasure, then he's just the guy who's saying he doesn't care about his body, he just cares about pleasure. The guy who's trying to protect himself from cold, you can't say he doesn't care about his body. Rabbanon. All right, but within Rabbah, so how does it work out? According to the first Rabbanon, what do you have? According to the first Rabbanon. See, it's interesting is that Rabbah starts with Rabbi Yehuda, right? Why does he start with Rabbi Yehuda? Because that's the pure Rabbi Yehuda really gives the, in terms of the theoretics, Rabbi Yehuda gives you the theoretical concept clearly. Because he's saying in terms of Sheves, it's just the regular din Sheves of Hefsid Mamon. But Rapo Yerape teaches you a different din of Refuah. Refuah has a different character. Right? That's why it starts with Rabbi Yehuda instead of the first Rabbanon. And then the first Rabbanon are saying that Sheves becomes the Sheves of the Refuah itself. Right? That's their only machlokas. Is there a hekesh between Ripui and Sheves? And the last Rabbanon hold that what? That the Sheves and Ripui are the same. The only thing is you have to darshan out the psukim, that you need the... there is no hekesh, and the rapo yerape is something totally different. The first chacham was saying that there's a hekesh, that rapo yerape is telling you refuah is different, right? There's an obligation to there's an obligation of refuah itself, not hefsid moment of the hakah. But then the din is that the Sheves is telling you that the Sheves is going to be during your obligation of refuah. You don't know, you need a hekesh to tell you that the Sheves is related to the Zman of refuah. Okay. All right. It's enough on this already. You want to go further? I mean, you should realize that when it uses the term machmas hamakeh, right? It doesn't mean machmas hamakeh in the way that you normally think about it. It means that the guy did something he shouldn't have done. That's what it means. But it's still machmas hamakeh. Because even though he's a poshea, we call it a machmas hamakeh. It's not talking about the things that definitely come from the Makkah. That's a davar pashut. There's nobody who disagrees about that. The only questions are when the guy did something, right? Do we? That's what we're calling machlas hamakkah.
Should we explain the thing that holds high five?
Well, what I'm saying is you can't define the shevis. I mean, the shevis is just the ripoy is different, but the gzeiras hakasuv is that the shevis is until you was once you have the obligation to heal him. The shevis goes during the whole time that you have to bring him back to his health. The shevis is of the time of restoring him. Once you have an obligation of refuah, then you can say shevis follows that. But you wouldn't have the idea of shevis. Without refuah, you couldn't have an extended shevis. But now it's telling you that the shevis... That what?
Is that a different concept of shevis?
No, I don't think so. It's just giving you a different shear.
Is that from the Hekesh or is that the...
That's from the Hekesh. It's only from the Hekesh.
No, I'm saying, what did it say that you caused him this monetary loss, right? So it takes him a five of Shevis that you caused him a new monetary loss at work.
Right.
So I'm saying, you wouldn't say that here. So I'm saying, isn't it a different concept of Shevis? That,
well, once you have the obligation of repoy, so that becomes part of the monetary... Huh?
Now it's like you're talking about.
So now you'll say that the shevis goes the entire time of the chiyuv of the ripoy. I mean, is that a different concept of shevis?
Like, isn't that saying that it's like, it's the whole.
I hear. Yeah.
It's within the framework of now this guy's like sick and you have to tend to him. It's like a whole different situation. Yeah.
It's a different situation. I mean, it's part of your obligation of restoring him to his to his original state.
Like a sick man, you know, you make him lose work and you have to.
Right. Okay, here. Yeah, someone has a question, Ariel?
Yeah. Just
Makkah. Right. Yeah, and this is also talking about the Makkah itself. Right? It's not talking about if the guy did something, and it caused harm elsewhere on his body. What about that case? What if the guy, let's say he overtied the bandage, did Eged Yisera? And it caused something beyond the Makkah to get hurt. Right? So we're saying that would not be included in this. It's only a question on his Chiyav Refuah of the Makkah. Is the Chiyav Refuah of the Makkah removed because of the intervening action? But the intervening action is definitely new in terms of the new Makkah. It's definitely a separate cause in terms of a new Makkah. It goes like this. The original hakah, you have to look at everything that comes from the original hakah. Everything that comes from the original hakah, by per force, definitively, is going to be included in refuah. Okay? Then you have the things that happen incidentally because the patient doesn't take perfect care of himself, which is something you have to expect. He doesn't take perfect care of himself. It's not considered a pshia. So extension of the refuah of the original makkah because of minor mismanagement is going to be included in rapo yirape. But it's not going to make the mazik chayev on new things, on new makkahs that come from that mismanagement. You understand? We're not saying that the mazik is chayev for everything that comes about from the pshia of the nichbal. We're saying that the pshia of the nichbal doesn't remove the original chiyav refuah on the makkah. You hear the chiluk? Okay? I think someone was asking about like side effects of the... it would depend. If it was a side effect of the guy's mistreatment, then he would not be chayav.
And it was just a continuation of
the... That's right. That's why the Mishnah says. I mean, that's why it says specifically, "Alu bot smocha machmas hamaka v'nister hamaka." It's limiting itself. It's limiting it to the nister hamaka, to the original maka. Right? Okay. Okay. All right. So starting.